the rain's coming down steadily. The precipitation is steady, but not at all heavy. Very light. You might call that a...
mist.
Okay, and then a little heavier than a mist.
A drizzle.
Okay, and a little heavier than a drizzle.
Shower.
Okay. Do you ever use sprinkle?
Yes.
What would that, where would that fit into that?
That's when it barely rains.
I see. Is that more than a drizzle?
It's not as steady.
I see. As a drizzle. Oh, I see. Yes, that's a good distinction. If you looked out the window in the late the fall of the year, and you saw some, it hadn't snowed, but you saw some white on the ground, you'd say, it looks like we had a...
frost.
Okay, and the water in the pond did what? It
froze.
Okay. Now, if you looked out the window and you saw, you could scarcely see across the street in the morning, and you'd say there's a lot of what out there?
Fog.
And it's what kind of a day?
Foggy day.
Okay. And if it hasn't rained for a long time, you'd say, you might describe that as a...
drought.
Okay. And if the wind hasn't been blowing and suddenly it begins, you might say the wind is...
I'd say the wind is coming up.
Okay, that's fine. And then after it's been blowing rather hard, it...
dies down.
Okay. What do you call that room?
A living room.
Okay. And if you're talking about the height of the ceiling, you'd say this ceiling is...
low.
But you're talking about in terms of
measurement?
Yes. You might say...
9 feet.
Okay. Now, would you just give me a description of, verbally, the floor plan of this house?
All right. On the main floor, we have a living room, a dining room, kitchen, 3 bedrooms and 2 baths. And we have a basement that has a laundry and a bedroom and a little sitting room.
Mm-hmm. How about the house you lived in as a child? What was the floor plan of that? Remember?
Well, I lived in a house with my grandmother until I was about 7 years old, and it was just a pure Victorian house, like you see in New England, mm-hmm. that type. And then we moved to a comfortable, large house on a nice neighborhood street. It had a front porch, which was mm-hmm. the main attraction,
uh-huh.
and a living room and a parlor.
Now, how did that differ from what was the difference between the living room and the parlor?
Well, the living room was, as it says, the room where we lived most of the time. The parlor was the company room with more formal furniture.
Uh-huh. Okay. In a house, the smoke goes up the...
chimney.
All right. And the part of the fireplace that extends out on the floor is called...
The hearth.
Okay. And in the fireplace, those two things that hold the logs in place.
The andirons.
Uh-huh. And over the top of the fireplace.
The mantle.
And in the fireplace, you have a great big piece of wood that might burn for several days. You
know, have me there.
Okay. Well, what would you just... well, what about a piece of a tree that's cut off?
A log.
Okay. Yeah, I was thinking if here was something like a back stick mm-hmm. or a back log, mm-hmm. A large one, you know, that might mm-hmm. burn for several days. A name for fatty kindling sticks used to start a fire.
Kindling wood.
Okay. And if you're cleaning out a stovepipe, you clean out the...
the flue.
Yes, and the substance you...
the soot.
You know,